In its quest to cut, the GOP Congress is taking aim at mortgage modification programs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Republican lawmakers in the U.S. House say federal programs designed to help homeowners in trouble are ineffective and cost too much, so they want the programs to go away. The Home Affordable Modification Program, or HAMP, along with a handful of others, were supposed to help at least 3 million people facing foreclosure. But in reality, far fewer people have been helped. Meredith Shiner is a reporter at Politico. She's watching what's going on in Washington today. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
So what's the issue with this? What are they discussing as it pertains to these programs?
Democrats are arguing that these programs are ineffective because they're being underfunded. But in order to hit the 3 to 4 million home goal that they had set for the program would need to be restructured. And right now, one of the biggest concerns was that the Treasury really isn't working to restructure, has only implemented some of the recommendations to make these programs more effective. But at the same time, 500,000 people still have their homes today because of this program.
Why have you mentioned a goal of 3 or 4 million homeowners? Why have so few been helped with these programs?
It's a complicated application process that is confusing for homeowners sometimes, and it's a long process in order to get assistance. And within program, there's a shortage of staff.
If these programs go away, what happens?
This is obviously a huge, huge issue. A record number of foreclosure notices were served in 2010, 2.9 million. So if they do get rid of this program, there needs to be some sort of alternative. At least that's what Democrats are saying, in order to help these homeowners who are losing their homes and whose mortgages are going underwater.
Meredith Shiner, reporter for Politico. Meredith, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Well, markets are higher right now. The Dow up 170 points at 12,236. That's about 1.5% gain. The Labor Department says fewer people went to the unemployment office last week seeking benefits for the first time. Productivity among workers grew in the last quarter at the fastest clip in about a year. For the most part, those are encouraging signs for economic recovery. And Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke has been watching those numbers, too, and the price of oil. Bernanke just wrapped up a couple of days of testimony on Capitol Hill, telling lawmakers the economy, in his words, is self-sustaining, yet the Fed's $600 billion program to pump money into the economy continues, something one Fed governor was opposed to. Richard Fisher is president of the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank. He's with us right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You weren't in favor of the Fed's bond buying program because you thought we were not in danger of a double dip recession. What about now with these oil prices? Does that change the calculation, do you think?
Well, that's a shock to the system. But at the same time, we are seeing pretty good growth. And we'll have to see whether this is a temporary phenomenon or a longer term phenomenon. But I don't think the risk of a double dip recession has raised its ugly head here. I think it has receded significantly.
So the Fed board's going to take up this bond buying program again this summer when the current program expires in June. How do you think that's going to play out?
I did not support the program. I do expect that program to run its course. I cannot personally foresee the circumstances, barring some external shock that I'm not aware of, where we could justify further monetary accommodation. I have said that I look at this as a bridge loan to the fiscal authorities to get their act together. Nobody could argue that there isn't sufficient liquidity, that is money, in the economy for corporations to put to work to hire the American people. What is missing is the incentive to do so, and that has to come from the fiscal and regulatory authorities, and that's the Congress.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke testified this week before Congress that the recovery is self-sustaining. Your thoughts on that?
Yes, I think it is sustaining right now because in the fourth quarter of last year, we saw domestic consumption pick up substantially. That's very, very important. The gears are meshing now. They may not be moving as fast as we would like, but I just read last night, Churchill was in the United States on the day of the crash, 1929.
Yeah.
As he watched how we were digesting all that crisis, he noted in his little book that this was America at its most magnificent and its most tormented. I kind of feel that on the fiscal policy side, we're both at our most magnificent and at our most tormented. So it'll be interesting to watch how these elected officials work their way through these difficult issues.
Richard Fisher, president of the Dallas Federal Reserve. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.
We talked about higher oil prices, which, by the way, are above $100 a barrel today. Consumers in some places are paying more at the gas station than in others. We have a map by county at marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud.
Mexican President Felipe Calderon is in Washington today, soon to meet with President Obama. He's also talking with about 20 American business leaders, spreading the message that it's safe to invest south of the border. But that's a tough sell right now, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
More than 35,000 people have died since Mexico launched a war on its drug cartels 5 years ago. Calderon and President Obama are expected to discuss better coordination in the drug war, but the drug war affects U.S.-Mexican business ties as well. George Grayson is a political scientist specializing in Mexico at the College of William and Mary. He says Calderon will tell U.S. business leaders it's safe to do business in Mexico.
There is a great fear on the part of corporations that their executives could be kidnapped. And U.S. corporations are concerned about that and are hiring security firms.
Calderon is also trying to make it easier for U.S. factories in Mexico to ship their products back into the U.S. He's pressuring the Obama administration to allow Mexican trucks on U.S. highways. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, there's a new housing trend in France. Clear plastic globe-shaped homes that new owners are putting in the middle of serene areas. These transparent spheres allow people to see nature all around them without leaving the comfort of the indoors. If you didn't get enough of the last housing bubble, now you can buy a bubble of your very own. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
In Russia, doctors have found a way to stop people from drinking. It's called pain.
Of course, the doctor is not going to kill his patient, but the person will feel very bad, extremely bad.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Russian torpedo, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.